the store, and a guy in that store told us to put our uniforms on. What the hell are you talking about? He says, the USA is in a war with Japan. We couldn't believe it.
Well, our country was attacked. It's a different. It wasn't like Korea or Vietnam. We was attacked. And, you know, it was a feeling that maybe we just dumb country people, but where I come from, but a lot of us volunteered.
Who would like to volunteer for the Tank Corps? Who would like to volunteer for the Air Force? Who would like to volunteer for the Navy or whatever? And then they said, who would like to volunteer for the Airborne? So we said, what the hell is the Airborne? Nobody ever heard of it.
We came from a small, small town, and three fellows in that town were 4F committed suicide because they couldn't go at different time.
I did things. I didn't do them for medals. I didn't do them for accolades. I did them because it's what had to be done.
The guy said, well, you jump out of airplanes. You know, you got all your army equipment, and you jump out of airplanes to fight the enemy. They said, go to hell. Nobody put up their hand. And then I don't know what it was brought it up, but the guy giving the speech was saying, but you get paid $50 a month more. So that made it $100.
Thank you. Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost.
Company! Gather up around me. Let's move it up. Come on, gentlemen. Let's go. Now, the Channel Coast is socked in with rain and fog. High winds on the drop zone. No jump tonight. The invasion has been postponed. We're on a 24-hour stand now.
Bitch.
Two sergeants, take charge.
Well, this is quite a surprise.
Not particularly. It so happens I rather expected it.
Well, I can't see how you people can pass up $80,000 for the cause.
For whose cause? If you're so interested in serving a cause, why don't you join the army? You look wonderful.
I think it's clearing up. Think it's clearing up?
Nope.
I think it's clearing up. How are your men?
They'll be fine.
5 o'clock in New York. 4 o'clock in Chicago.
Happy hour, huh?
Yeah. Happy hour. A couple of drinks. Maybe an early dinner before the theater. Civilized place for civilized men.
Should have been born earlier, Nix.
What, and give up all this? We'll go to Chicago. I'll take you there.
Yeah. We'll see.
Actually, you know, he's from there.
Who? Oh, him.
712 days of that son of a bitch, and here we are.
You people are at a position of attention.
Private Picante, have you been blousing your trousers over your boots like a paratrooper?
No, sir.
Then explain the creases at the bottom.
No excuse, sir.
Volunteering for the parachute infantry is one thing, Picante, but you've got a long way to prove that you belong here. Your weekend pass is revoked. Name?
Lord Judge.
Dirt in the rear sight aperture. Pass revoked. When did you sew on these chevrons, Sergeant Lipton?
Yesterday, sir.
Long enough to notice this. Revoked.
Sir.
Name?
Malarkey. Donald G.
Malarkey. Malarkey's slang for bullshit, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Rust on the butt plate hinge spring, Private. Bullshit. Revoked. Name?
He's got Joseph D. Schultz.
Rusty bayonet, Liebgott. You want to kill Germans?
Yes, sir.
Not with this. I wouldn't take this rusty piece of shit to war, and I will not take you to war in your condition. Now, thanks to these men and their infractions, every man in the company who had a weekend pass has lost it. Change into your PT gear. We're running Curry Heat.
Second platoon, fall out. We have 2 minutes.
Fall out! I ain't going up that hill. Hey, Connie, what are you thinking of? Blousing your pants? Shut up, Lon, all right? He gave to everybody.
Yeah, well, you should know better. Don't give him no excuses.
Excuses? Why don't you come here, look at these trousers, get down, and you tell me if there's a crease on.
All right, let's go on the road, PT formation. Let's move, move, move. Conte.
Let's go for Conte.
Private White, why are you not in your PT gear?
I asked you a question, Private.
Hey, why are you running? Don't worry, we'll take your dames to the movies for you.
Yeah, good. They need some female company.
How far down?
3 miles up, 3 miles down.
Now what company is this?
Easy Company.
Now what do we do?
Stand alone.
Do not help that man. Do not help that man! Do not stop! We've got 13 minutes to get to the top of this mountain! If you want to serve in the paratroopers, I owe Silver!
Private Wayne, we are coming on 23 minutes. That may be good enough for the rest of the 506, but that is not good enough for Easy Company.
Say something.
Joe. Janet Winter. What is it?
Mission of Spate, sir.
Mission granted.
Sir, we got 9 companies, sir.
Yeah, we do.
Well, I come we're the only company marching every Friday night, 12 miles full packed in the pitch dark.
Why do you think, Private Randleman?
Lieutenant Sobel hates us, sir.
Lieutenant Sobel does not hate Easy Company, Private Random. Just hates you.
Thank you, sir.
He hates him back.
He hates you too much.
Lieutenant Winters, I want canteens out of belts with the caps unscrewed.
Easy Company, canteens out and open.
On my command, they will pour the contents onto the ground.
On the CO's order, you will upend your canteens.
Now, Lieutenant.
Pour them.
Who is this? Christensen!
Why is there no water in your canteen? You drank from your canteen, didn't you? Lieutenant Winters!
Yes, sir.
Was this man ordered to not drink from his canteen during the Friday night march?
He was, sir.
Private Christensen, you have disobeyed a direct order. You will fill your canteen and repeat all 12 miles of the march immediately.
Yes, sir.
Fall out!
What in the name of God are you doing with my company? You're late, and you allow troopers to disobey direct orders?
No excuse, sir.
You're making me look bad, Lieutenant. This is not dog company. This is not fox company. This is easy company. And under my command, this will be the first and finest company in this regiment. I want the names of 6 men. Their infractions and your disciplinary recommendations on my desk by 0130. Is that clear?
What infractions, sir?
Find some.
So, what'd you do?
Picked 6 men and gave them latrine duty.
The lucky 6?
McDonald, Toy, Picani, Lipton, Muck, and Garnier.
Why them?
It was their turn.
Sobel's a genius. I had a headmaster just like him in prep school. I know the type.
Louis, Michelangelo's a genius. Beethoven's a genius.
You know a man in this company who wouldn't double-time Curry with a full pack just to piss in that guy's morning coffee?
Let's go, let's go!
Go! 1,000, 2,000!
Stand in the door.
Go! Come back, 2,000!
You just broke both your legs, Private Gordon. Are you trying to get yourself killed?
No, sir.
Stand in the door.
That's big, that boy.
Why are you here, Private Gordon?
I want to be in the airborne, sir.
I don't believe you. Why are you here, Private Gordon?
I want to be in the airborne, sir.
You have 50 minutes to the top and back, and I will be watching you. What are you waiting for?
Has the finest performance record in the entire 2nd Battalion. I believe every bit of that is thanks to you. Congratulations, Captain Sobel.
Thank you, sir.
Isn't that Lieutenant Winters leading Easy Company in PT?
Yes, sir.
He's a damn good man. I was planning on giving him a set of these today. Why don't you do it? He'd be proud to get them from you.
Pornography, contraband. Non-regulation clothing, contraband. This man had 200 prophylactic kits in his footlocker. How in the name of God was he going to have the strength to fight the war? How is it Private Tipper has spare time for so much correspondence?
Captain, are personal letters to be considered contraband?
These men aren't paratroopers yet, Lieutenant. They have no personal property. What is this? Anybody?
It's a can of peaches, sir.
Lieutenant Nixon
thinks this is a can of peaches. That is incorrect, Lieutenant. Your weekend pass is canceled. This is United States Army property, which was taken without authorization from my mess facility. And I will not tolerate thievery in my unit. Whose footlocker is this?
Private Parks, sir.
Get rid of him. All weekend passes are canceled, officers included. Carry on. Lieutenant Winters?
Colonel Sink has seen fit to promote you.
As first lieutenant, you'll serve as my executive officer.
Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
And as a test of your organizational skills and command potential, I am designating you mess officer for 14 days. Report to the mess kitchen at 0515 hours. Company breakfast to be served at 0600.
Yes, sir.
Oh, and Dick, there's rain forecast tomorrow, so the company will have a light afternoon of lecture and classroom instruction. I think a special meal before their afternoon off would be a welcome change of pace. Would you agree?
Yes, sir.
I like spaghetti.
Coming. These guys are packing it away.
This stuff is orange. Spaghetti ain't supposed to be orange.
This ain't spaghetti. This is army noodles with ketchup.
You ain't gonna eat it.
Oh, come on, gonorrhea. As a fellow Italian, you should know that calling this crap spaghetti is a mortal sin.
You want it on?
No, I'm eating here.
Hey, Dad!
What has changed? Give up! Lectures are canceled! Easy Company is running up curry! Move! Move! 3 miles up, 3 miles down! Hi-yo, Silver! Let's go, let's go! You're a washed-out private hoodler!
You should pipe up those ears!
Go home!
Looks like Gordon, son! Archie Gordon, you finished? You do not deserve to get your wing! Private Randleman, you look tired! There's an ambulance waiting for you at the bottom of the hill! It can all be over right now! No more pain! No more curry! No more Captain Sobel!
Full upon the rises! Full upon the rest! We never land upon our feet, we always hit our ass. Hidey, hidey, Christ almighty, who the hell are we? Zim, zam, goddamn, we're airborne infantry. We fall upon the risers, we fall upon the grass. We never land upon our feet, we always hit our ass. Hidey, hidey, Christ almighty, who the hell are we? Zim, zam, goddamn, we're airborne infantry.
Troopers.
Yes, sir.
I hope so. This will be the first of 5 exits from a C-47 aircraft scheduled for today.
Get ready!
Upon successful completion of your 5th and final jump, you'll be certified Army paratroopers. Dropping from the sky today. Hopefully, under deployed canopies. Jumping from 1,000 feet AGL and sticks of 12 jumpers per aircraft. All you have to do is remember what you were taught
And I guarantee you gravity will take care of the rest. Gentlemen, rest assured, any refusals in the aircraft or at the door, and I guarantee you, you will be out of the airborne.
Class or style like me, someone might mistake you for somebody.
You mean like your fucking sergeant?
I'm just kidding. Congratulations, Martin.
Corporal Toy, there will be no leaning in my company. Are those dusty jump wings? How do you expect to slay the Huns with dust on your jump wings?
Plus, just give me a drink. Hell of an idea, Chief. There you go. 3 miles up, 3 miles down.
Ted Hunt!
Well, at ease, paratroopers. Good evening, Easy Company.
Evening, sir!
Now, parachute infantry is a brand new concept in American military history. But by God, the 506 is going to forge that brand new concept into victory.
Yeah!
I want you to know that I'm damn proud of each and every one of you. Now, you deserve this party. Thank you, Sergeant Grant.
Sir.
So I want you to have fun and remember our motto. Courage!
Courage!
We're in the wrong position.
We're textbook position for ambush, sir. I think we should sit tight and let the enemy team come into our killing zone.
They're right out there somewhere. Let's just get them.
Sir, we have perfect cover here.
Lieutenant, deploy your troops.
Tactical two! Move out! What? Tactical column!
Captain, you've just been killed, along with 95% of your company. Your outfit?
Easy Company, 2nd Battalion, 506.
Leave 3 wounded men on the ground and report back to the assembly area.
God damn it. You.
Well, what are you going to do?
Nothing. Just keep training the men.
Am I interrupting?
No. Lieutenant Lewis Nixon. Lieutenant Harry Wells, just in from the 82nd.
Congratulations on the promotion.
Oh, thanks, if you want to call it that. You'll learn him pretty quickly. No flaws, no vices, no sense of humor.
Just like your chums of a battalion staff. What's up?
I'm hearing a lot of rumblings.
Sobel? Just talking about that.
So, he gets a little jumpy in the field.
Mm-hmm. He gets jumpy and then you get killed.
That's nice.
Yeah. Listen, if we discuss it, I think it should just be amongst ourselves.
Oh, absolutely.
Second platoon ready?
Ready, sir.
Then get them in formation. We're moving out.
Yes, sir.
No chance. Either the crowd still get him, or one of us.
Who, Sobel?
He's good at one maneuver.
Well, you know, I'm always fumbling with grenades. It'd be easy if one went off by accident, you know?
Well, now they must have put him in charge for a reason.
Yeah, because the army wouldn't make a mistake, right, Jeff?
Wherever the train takes me.
Where do you suppose that might be?
I haven't got a clue.
Yeah, come on, take a guess. Atlantic, Pacific, Atlantic.
I'm not the intelligence officer.
Well, it's not you, I of course know, but I told you I'd have to kill you.
So don't tell me.
New York City, troop ship, England. We're invading Europe, my friend. Fortress Europa.
Since when do I drink?
If I thought you'd drink it, I wouldn't offer it to you.
Max, what are you going to do when you get into combat?
Oh, I have every confidence in my scrounging abilities. And I had a case of the Bat 69 hidden in your footlocker.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Morning.
Oh, this could turn into a real nice trip.
Dear sir or madam, soon your son will drop from the sky to engage and defeat the enemy. Your frequent letters of love and encouragement will arm him with a fighting heart. With that, he cannot fail, but will win glory for himself, make you proud of him, and his country ever grateful for his service in its hour of need. Signed, Herbert M. Sobel, Captain, Commanding.
Flamingos are mean. They bite.
So are the naked native girls.
Danny Love.
Hey, guys, I'm glad I'm going to Europe. Hitler gets one of these right across the windpipe. Roosevelt changes Thanksgiving to Joe Toy Day and pays me $10,000 a year for the rest of my fucking life.
What if we don't get to Europe? What if they send us to North Africa?
My brother's in North Africa. He says it's hot.
Really? It's hot in Africa?
Shut up. The point is, it don't matter where we go. Once we get into combat, the only person you can trust is yourself and the fella next to you.
Hey. As long as he's a paratrooper.
Oh, yeah? What if that paratrooper turns out to be Sobel?
If I'm next to Sobel in combat, I'm moving on down the line. Hook up with some other officer like Heiliger or Winters.
I like Winters. He's a good man. But when the bullets start flying, I don't know if I want a Quaker doing my fighting for me.
How do you know he's a Quaker?
He ain't Catholic.
Neither Sobel.
That priest's son of Abraham. He's what?
He's a Jew.
I'm a Jew.
Congratulations. Get your nose out of my face.
What's all that about?
You got a really called Sobel a Jew. You got took offense because he's a Jew, too.
Fighting over Sobel. That's smart.
Talked about magnetic declination and the left add right subtract rule. Today we're going to put it into practice.
There are two basic types of fighting positions. The first is a prepared position. The advantages of a prepared position are that it gives you cover and concealment. Commence fire!
We'll then maneuver right in through these trees. At the same time, our second platoon in this particular case moves over here. He's then going to close with and kill or capture that German.
Why is there a fence here? There should be no fence here.
Tipper!
Yes, sir.
Give me the map. Pakani, Luz, get the men. Get them. Take cover behind those trees.
All right, you
heard
the word.
Sir.
Let's go.
Move it out. Move out. There should be no fence here.
We could go over it, sir.
Really? That's not the point. Where the goddamn hell are we?
Connie.
Yeah.
Sobel's lost again, right?
Yeah, he's lost.
Oh, hey, Luz. Can you do Major what?
It's a wild bear crap in the woods, son.
Right, shut
up. You get a good Major, you can go see Smuck. Get us moving.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
You
tell
Luz, you got it. You got it. Come on. All right, just this once.
Three, five, six, eight, three, three. Isn't that the intersection?
No, sir, it's here. You're full grid off.
Is there a problem, Captain Sobel? Who said that? Who broke silence?
I think it's Major Horton, sir.
Major Horton? What is he? Did he join us?
I think maybe he's moving between the platoons, sir.
What is the goddamn hold up, Mr. Sobel?
A fence, sir. A barbed wire fence.
Oh, that dog just ain't on, huh? Now, you cut that fence and get this goddamn platoon on the move.
Yes, sir!
Where are my goddamn wire cutters, sir?
We have to move.
Sir, without Captain Sobel in the 1st Platoon?
It's a T-intersection. We improvise. Double envelopment. Lay down a base of fire to cut the road in all directions. Hook right with 1st Squad. I'll tell Garnier to move left with 2nd. I'll be right up the middle with 3rd. Go.
Yes, sir.
You've done it now, Yanks. You've captured me. Would that be the enemy?
As a matter of fact, yes. Good work, 2nd Platoon. We took the objective.
The idiot who cut that man's fence.
I was ordered to, sir.
By who?
Major Horton, sir.
Major Horton?
Yes, sir.
Major Horton told you to do that?
Yes, sir.
Major Horton ordered you to cut the fence?
Yes, he did.
Major Horton is on leave in London. Get those cows out of here.
Winters. With Captain Sobel's compliments, sir. Lieutenant.
No, sir, I do not understand. Your orders to meet with Inspector Latrines at 1000 hours. From 0930 to 0955, I was censoring the enlisted men's mail by order of Colonel Strayer. At 1000 hours, I followed your orders to the minute.
I changed the time to 0945.
No one told me, sir.
I telephoned.
I'm quartered with a family that has no telephone.
And sent a runner.
No runner found me, Captain.
Irregardless, when given a task to perform by a ranking officer, you should have delegated your task of latrine inspection to another officer. You failed to do so. Were to let such a failure of duty by my own XO go unpunished, what kind of message is that to the men?
I performed my duty as I was ordered, sir.
And I disagree. So, your options are quite simple, Lieutenant. Punishment for your offenses will be denial of a 48-hour pass for 60 days. Stand before me at attention. Or you may initiate a letter of appeal and request a trial by court-martial. You spend your weekends on the base anyway, Dick. Be a man. Take the punishment.
Can I borrow your pen, sir?
My endorsement, sir. I request trial by court-martial.
We lost Winters to battalion mess. You're shitting me.
Nah, Strayer did it. Well, let's try to figure out the procedures for his court-martial.
Well, Nixon better find a loophole to get him out.
And if you don't, Winter scrambles eggs while the rest of us make the big jump with Sobel.
Help me. So we're going through with this, right?
We gotta do something.
Yeah. All right. Good. But we'd all better be clear of the consequences.
I don't care about the consequences.
John, we could be lined up against a wall and shot. I'm ready to face that. And every one of us had better be, too.
I will not follow that man into combat.
Me neither.
Let's do it.
Hereby, no longer wish to serve as a non-commissioned officer in Easy Company.
Have you all shot? This is nothing less than an act of mutiny while we prepare for the goddamn invasion of Europe. Sergeant Harris?
Sir.
Turn in your stripes, collect your gear. You are hereby transferred out of my regiment.
Sir.
Get out. Sergeant Ranney?
Sir.
You consider yourself lucky. I'm only busting you to private. All of you NCOs have disgraced the 101st Airborne. You can consider yourself lucky that we are on the eve of the largest action in the history of warfare, which leaves me no choice but to spare your lives. Order. Now get out of my office and get out of my sight. Get.
Sir, most of the men would never do this, but I believe just a few of the sergeants may have felt their loyalty lay more to the platoon than to the company.
And these few sergeants convinced all of the other NCOs in your company to turn in their stripes?
As staff sergeants, they have a great amount of influence, sir, but as I say, the rest are good men. I know them. I can work with them.
This business of the Winters court-martial has been an unpleasant distraction.
Indeed it has, sir.
However, your command of Easy Company has been exemplary.
Thank you, sir.
In fact, except for the actions of a few of your non-coms, I believe you fielded one of the finest companies of soldiers I've ever seen.
Yes, sir.
Herbert, Division has established a parachute training school at Chilton Foley. The idea is for
non-infantry types
who are vital to the coming invasion, such as doctors and chaplains, to take jump training there. Frankly, I can't think of anyone more qualified to command such a school than you are.
Sir?
I'm reassigning you to Chilton Foley.
I'm losing Easy Company?
War effort needs you elsewhere.
Permission to speak, sir.
Granted.
Is who will be replacing me?
Lieutenant Meehan from Baker Company, a senior. Good luck at Chilton Foley, Herbert. Don't let us down now.
No, sir.
Somebody's tail is knocked up. For you lads, actually, so I can get your mince pies from some of this Jerry Clubber. Do you know what I mean?
Not really.
Hey?
Hey, Matt, you got a Luger? I'm dying to get my hands on a real Luger.
Yeah, go on in. Quick bunch of you, yeah?
Boy, she sure is a doozy.
Yeah, it's Tucker, isn't it?
What?
Hey? Hey, Petty! Hey, mate! You're having a bath if you think you're half inch in that.
Yeah. Sorry. But good luck.
You too, mate.
What's up, Boobs?
These men have been through the toughest training the Army has to offer. Under the worst possible circumstances. And they volunteered for it.
Christ, Dick, I was just shooting crap through them. It's not like
I... You know why they volunteered? So when things got really bad, the man in the foxhole next to them would be the best. Not some draftee who's gonna get him killed.
Are you ticked because they like me? Because I'm spending time to get to know my soldiers? I mean, come on. You've been with these guys for what, 2 years? I've been here for 6 days.
You're gambling, bud.
So what? Soldiers do that. I don't deserve a reprimand for it.
What if you'd won?
What?
What? If you'd won. Never put yourself in a position where you can take from these men.
Lieutenant Meehan?
Enter.
Look.
On the last training jump, I had a compass.
Close the flap.
Then we turn left.
Yeah.
Bearing 042, 12 minutes.
Then another left.
Yes.
Yeah.
Call it 358,
for 10.5 minutes. Green light, ride it over Ramsbury.
Ramsbury. Every single time. Linear distance on the grid of about... Okay. Ramsbury. A pottery. So, it's Normandy.
Saint-Marie-du-Mont.
Causeway number one.
Causeway number two. The ultimate field problem. The estuary of the Douve River divides two beachheads, codenamed Utah, here, and Omaha, here. Seaborne infantry will hit these beaches in force at a date and time to be specified. H hour, D day. Airborne's objective, gentlemen, is to take the town of Carentan, or Carentan, thus linking Utah and Omaha into a single continuous beachhead.
Omaha and Utah into one continuous beachhead. Each trooper will learn this operation by heart and know his and every other outfit's mission to the detail.
Lieutenant Meehan?
Yes, Dukeman.
Sir, are we dropping tonight?
When it's time for you to know, we'll let you know. In the meantime, study these sand tables, maps, and reconnaissance photos until you can draw a map of the area by memory. Now, we will drop behind this Atlantic wall 5 hours before the 4th Infantry lands at Utah. Now, between our assembly area and the battalion's objective, there is a German garrison right here in this area, Saint-Marie-du-Mont. Easy Company will destroy that garrison.
3 day supply, K rations, chocolate bars, charms, candy, powder, coffee, sugar, matches, compass, bayonet, entrenching tool, ammunition, gas mask, reset bag with ammo, my webbing, my 45, canteen, 2 cartons of smokes, Hawkins mine, 2 grenades, smoke grenade, gamma grenade, TNT, this bullshit, and a pair of nasty skivvies. What's your point? You know, this stuff weighs as much as I do. I still got my shoot, my reserve shoot, my Mae West, my M1. Where are you keeping the brass knuckles? I can use some brass knuckles.
Sergeant Martin!
Hey, yes. Anything for me?
Nope. Sergeant Martin! JW? Dalbert! Floyd! Floyd,
Ann,
here!
Abby! Condoms?
I don't know, problem. What you got? Here, Floyd. Give him hell. From Chief of the Kokomo Police Department, right? Whoa. You gotta love cops.
Alright, listen up! Listen up! If you did not sign your GI life insurance policy, you go on over and see Sergeant Evans at the headquarters company tent. You boys don't let your families miss out on $10,000. Hear that, Jerry?
Hey, Lip!
Yeah, boy.
Has Garnier said anything to you about his brother?
No.
I got a problem. My wife keeps up with things back home, casualty list and like that.
Yeah.
Garnier's brother in Italy?
Henry?
Killed in Monte Cassino.
Well, I'm sure he doesn't know.
Damn. What do you think I should do?
If it were me, I'd tell him.
A couple of hours before we jump? I don't know.
Why are they springing these things on us now?
It's just an extra 80 pounds strapped to your leg. Does anybody have any idea how the hell this thing works?
Colonel Sink. Colonel Sink.
Soldiers of the regiment, tonight is the night of nights. Today, as you read this, you're en route to the great adventure for which you have trained for over 2 years.
That's why they gave us ice cream.
DD Company! Listen up! Channel Coast, it's socked in with rain and fog. No jump tonight. The invasion has been postponed. We're on a 24-hour stand down.
This is quite a surprise.
Not particularly.
It so happens I rather expected it.
Well, I can't see how you people can pass up $80,000 for the cause.
For whose cause? If you're so interested in serving a cause, why don't you join the army?
Next, please.
Oh. Four F.
You look 1A to me.
Hey, you don't look so bad yourself.
Dearest John.
Right this way, please.
Should you be giving blood?
I woke up.
Something happened to me.
Got the wrong goddamn jacket.
It was.
I was struck by lightning.
Nobody dancing.
How Bill Garnier's brother.
Remember this. I didn't lie to you. But you were right and I was wrong.
And we are all.
You'll get everything you want. You'll get enough to build two ships. Mm-hmm. Maybe three.
Something else I want.
Jacket by mistake. Sorry.
You read it?
Where the fuck is Monte Cassino?
I don't know. At least somewhere. Sorry about your brother, Bill.
Sorry for my mom. He was, Let's get this over with.
Bill? I'll meet up with you over there.
Gentlemen, Doc Rowe is handing these out for air sickness. Orders are every man takes one now, another 30 minutes in the air.
Lieutenant.
Second platoon, listen up. Good luck. God bless you. I'll see you in the assembly area.
Thank you.
we should have to do with this one.